This week's parsha is Parsha Shoftim, and Moshe Rabbeinu continues with his beautiful, poetic, stirring, and moving composition that is the Book of Devarim. Of course, there are many important lessons in every single parsha. We will choose to focus on one of them in today's shiur. The pasuk tells us in Parsha Shoftim, Perek Yud Zayin Pasuk Ches, Ki Yipale Mimcha Davar, if a matter of judgment, I'm sorry, kipal mimcha davar lamishpat, if a matter of judgment will be concealed from you, bein dam l'dam, between blood and blood, bein din l'din, between judgment and judgment, ubein nega l'nega, between affliction and affliction, divrei rivos b'sharacha, matters of disputes in your gates, v'kamta v'alisa alamakam asher yivchar Hashem elokecha, but you should get up and you should go ascend to the place that Hashem your God has chosen it. So what are we talking about here? So Rashi says, kipal mimcha davar, when a matter of judgment is hidden from you, call hafla'a lashan havdala ufrisha, any form of the root word pala, pei lamed aleph, means separation and being set apart. Shahadavar nivda umechusa memcha, this matter is separated and concealed, hidden from you. What matter? Bein dam ledam. Mashu says, bein dam tamei ledam tahar, is the matter of blood pure or is it impure? Bein din ledin, says Rashi, bein din zakai ledin chayav, is this a verdict of innocence or a verdict of guilt? Ube nega la nega, affliction and affliction. Is this nega tamei, says Rashi, or nega tahor? Is this an affliction that leaves the person, the afflicted person, tamei, impure, or tahor, pure? Divrei rivos, matters of dispute. Shiyu chachmei yir chalkin badavar. The chachamim of said city are disputed in the matter. Zeh mitamei, v'zeh mitahor, zeh mechai, v'zeh mizaka. You have one chacham in the city who says it's impure. You have the other one who says it's pure. You have one who says guilty, the other one who says not guilty. So you have matters of dispute in these areas that are hidden from you. What should you do? V'kamta, you should get up. V'alisa, you shall ascend. Rashi says, Malami, this teaches you. Shabesa Mikdash Gavah Mikol Mechomos, that the Besa Mikdash, Yerushalayim, Har Tzion, is higher than all other places. You shall ascend, and you should go to the place that Hashem your God has chosen it. Uvasa ala Kohen Halevim ve'ala Shofet Asher Yabiyamim Ha'heim. You will come to the Kohanim, Rashi says, who are from the tribe of Levi. Excuse me, and to the judge that will be in those days, vidarashta, you shall inquire, vihigidu ducha istvar mishpat, and they will decide for you what is the proper judgment. So we know that the Torah does not waste any word. So I understand that the Torah tells me, uvas ala koin halavi and vala shofe, you shall come to the priest from the tribe of Levi and to the judges. But why do you need the words, asher yeba yami mahem? Who will be in those days? Does the Torah think we're taking a time capsule? We're going back 200 years to the Kohanim and the Shoftim who are in a different time? Does the Torah think we're taking a time capsule and journeying forward into the future 200 years to Kohanim, Levim, and Shoftim who are in another day? What is this talking about? So Rashi famously says, Afilu enu kishar Shoftim, even if he is not like all other judges, Shahayu lefan, if who came before him, Atat sarich lishmo lo. You must listen to him. Ein lecha ala shofet shebi amecha. You have none other than the judge who is in your day. So these seemingly superfluous words, you will come to the Kohanim from the tribe of Levi and to the judge asher yabiyamim hahim, comes to teach you that you have no one other than the judge who is in your day, and to him you must listen. This has extremely important ramifications of Musar Haskel for all of us in the time and age, in the day and time in which we live. I am quoting from the great Rav Pam, Zechor Tzadik Livracha, in the Sefer, a vart from Rav Pam, compiled by Rabbi Shalom Smith. Rav Pam says, quote, Rashi, quoting the Gemara, says that the words who will be in those days come to teach us a major principle. Even if in the present day the dying is not equal, whether in knowledge, righteousness, judicial skills, to his counterpart of previous generations, you must still listen to him and honor his decisions. This is because you have no one else but the judge who will be in those days. Says Rav Pam Zatzal, it is unfortunate that there are frum Jews who refuse to present their arguments to a Beis Din if they are in a monetary dispute with fellow Jews. They go instead to secular court. When asked why, they reply, the Dayanim in today's Batei Din leave much to be desired. What do they know? They're not the same caliber as the great Talmidei Chachamim of previous generations. If those Gedolim would be the Dayanim, we would certainly go to them. But to present-day Dayanim, who can rely on them? How tragic, says Rav Pam, it is to hear such blasphemous remarks emerging from the mouth of Torah Yidden. Nor are these types of derogatory words new. In fact, we learn this out from Tanakh, from Iyov, and a medrash on Iyov. The psukim in Iyov, Perak Al, psukim Vav through Zayin, teach us. It happened one day, the angels came to stand before Hashem, and the Satan too came amongst them. Hashem said to Satan, Satan, from where have you come? The Satan answered and said, from wandering and walking about the earth. The Gemara Masechet Bava Basra says that the Satan was saying to Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, I have explored the entire world. I have not found anyone as loyal to you as Avram Avinu. That sounds very nice. Sounds like the Satan is complimenting Avram Avinu. However, the commentators note something puzzling about the Satan's response to Hashem. This day, when the Malachim and the Satan came before God, was Rosh Hashanah. The Satan was traveling around the world. He was evaluating the deeds of mankind on the Day of Judgment. He was preparing to fulfill his eternal task of being the accuser of mankind, always attempting to find faults and shortcomings with people on this earth. Isn't it strange that he then praised Avram Avinu? We would not expect to hear such a complimentary remark emerging from the mouth of a Satan, specifically on Rosh Hashanah, praising the holiness and righteousness of Avram Avinu. And he said about Avram, I have not found anyone as loyal as your servant Avram. How do we understand what the Gemara, what Chazal are teaching us? The answer, says Rav Palm, is that this is characteristic of the Satan. He praises the tzaddikim from previous doros. He praises those righteous people who have already passed away in order to denigrate and insult those of lesser stature who are still alive in our day and age. The Satan was not really complimenting Avraham Avinu. When the Satan came before the Ribono Shel Olam on Rosh Hashanah, and God said to the Satan, tell me from where have you come? And the Satan said, from wandering and walking the earth. And the Gemara says that the Satan was saying, Ribono Shel Olam, I've explored the entire world. I've not found anyone as loyal as Avraham Avinu. It was a backhanded compliment to Avraham Avinu, and therefore an insult to his children. He was saying, yes, Avraham Avinu may have been very great, but Avraham Avinu was born in 1948 from my Sibaratius, and now your children, God, in 5783 from my Sibaratius, do you think they're worthy? Do you think they have anything complimentary? Let's look back at how great Avraham Avinu was, and you will see how little your children are today. To this remark, Hashem said to Satan, continuing with Rav Palm, did you take note of my loyal servant Iyov? For there is no one like him on earth, a wholesome and upright man who fears God and shuns evil, from Iyov, Parak Al Pasukhas. So Hashem answered back, it is true that today's generation may not be equal in stature to earlier tzaddikim, but that is not a reason not to respect them. Take note of he who walks the earth today. There is no one like him on earth today. Today we also can be wholesome and upright. Today we can also fear God and we can also shun evil. Says Harav Pam Zatzal, the message of this insight into these psukim is extremely relevant for our times. It may be true that there has been a sharp yiridus hadoros, a decline in the spiritual level of the generations in the last few decades. It is true that the level of Torah grayness of the dayanim, of the leaders in our generation, are not as great compared to those of pre-Holocaust Eastern Europe and those before them and those before them. It is true today that the Chachamim and the Talmidei Chachamim, the Rabbanim we have, are not the Chafetz Chaim. They're not the Chasam Sofer. They're not the Ramban. They're not the Rambam. They're not Rashi. They're not Rabbeinu Tam. It's true. They're not a Moshe Rabbeinu and they're not an Avram Avinu. However, says Rashi, you have no one but the dying of your time. And it is to the dying of your time that a Jew must turn for justice and judgment. How profound are these words, Uvas ala koin halavim, vala shofet asher yeh bayamim haim, vidarashta, seek out das Torah from he who is in your day, vihigidu lecha istvar mishpat, and when the Rav tells you a psak, when the Dayan gives his judgment, when the Gedolei Hador issue their command, you have to listen. Va'asisa, you shall listen, you shall act, you shall do upon the matter that they tell you from the place that God has chosen. You have to be very careful to guard everything that they teach you. So it's true today, someone could ask Das Torah. They could say, well, you know, my rabbi is not as great as Rav Soloveitchik in his generation, as Rav Moshe Feinstein, as Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zecher Tzadikim Levracha. It's true that they are not a of Shimon Shkop, they're not of Rav Baruch Ber Lubavitch, they're not of Rav Chaim Brisker Zatzal. But Hashem placed us in this generation. Hashem did not place me in that generation. And that means that my neshama and my tafkid can best be accomplished with the Higidu Lechal Shofet Asher Yea B'Yamim Hahim. Afidu says Rashi, Inu Kishar Shoftim. Shayu Lefanav. It's true. It's not a Roberach Barlabovich. It's true. It's not a Chavetz Chaim. It's true. It's not the Netziv. It's true. It's not the Beis Halevi. Atat Sarich Lishmolo. Nevertheless, you must listen to Das Torah in your day. Ein Lecha Ala Shofet Shubi Amecha. Because all we have, Baruch Hashem, is our Chachamim, our Gedolim, and our Rabbanim who are in our day. And to say otherwise is like the Satan before God on Rosh Hashanah. I found no one like Avram Avinu. It's not a compliment. It's an insult to everyone on this day. We cannot be like the Satan. We cannot be like those who say, well, if I had Das Torah of 200 years ago, I would be a better Jew. Baruch Hashem for the Das Torah that we do have today. And like the Pasuk says, V'asisa al pi adavar asher yagidu lecha, v'shamarta la'asus kechol asher yerucha. Baruch Hashem, asay lecha rav. We must establish for ourselves a kesher with a rab, with a rabbi, with a dayan, with a gadol, and we must live according to what they tell us because we are fortunate to be in the generation in which we live, to have leaders that we do have and teachers that we do have, and to them we must listen, to them we must turn to seek out Das Torah and the emes le'amito of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah mitzvos. I thank you so much for learning with me. I wish everybody a wonderful day and a Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.